now to something completely different. We'll be incidentally going to Worley in the not too distant future, just to hear a little about what has been taking place there this morning, with people getting up really early to take part in an Easter Day service. Before that, though, this week a survey of 700 children revealed deep concerns about children and pornography. 12% said they'd taken part in explicit sex films or photos, and 1 in 10, 13-year-olds, were worried that they were addicted to porn. Well, what can be done about that to protect children, particularly, and what role do the faith communities play in such things? Well, Dr. Bex Lewis is a Christian. She's a research fellow in social media and online learning at Durham University, and also the author of a book which is called Raising Children in a Digital Age, and I'm pleased to say is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I suppose that's the key, really, isn't it? That's the difficult bit, isn't it? Raising them in the digital age.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an age that parents have necessarily grown up with, although younger parents should have, but obviously it changes relatively fast. But what we want is we don't want parents to be scared of that as an environment that they engage with.
How do you protect, though? How do you actually stop a youngster going onto a website that maybe their mates at school have told them about or whatever, but or even that they've stumbled across?
It's not straightforward. I mean, a lot of people will say just put filters on them and stop them accessing it. I think that probably helps with the stumbling across, but really what you want is open conversation about what's happening and what they might be encountering, and making sure that the child wants to talk to the parent or their community or, you know, a youth worker or something about whether they're concerned about something. So it's not something that's so shameful they can't talk about it.
A lot of faith communities have emphasised enormously about the consequences of these sites, the consequences of going on these sites, even for adults as well, not just for youngsters, but for adults as well. Is that a key? If you teach youngsters, just as you teach them, if you put your hand on the electric ring on the cooker, you're going to burn yourself. If you do, if you go and look at sites like this, you're going to find yourself in all kinds of other trouble.
Yes, and it's been demonstrated that people looking at this stuff tend to have a kind of more macho and a dominating way of dealing with things, and girls are kind of taught to be submissive and have certain types of body image that it's not really possible to have. And so I think the more we can have it as an open conversation. I mean, Martin Saunders wrote a piece in February where he did a kind of straw poll and said it looks like about 60% of men in the church are regular users of porn and about 20% of women. So he said we need to look at what the adults are doing, so they're good role models, so that we can open the conversation at kind of both ends. I mean, the internet and sex are probably two of the things that most people are scared to talk about, and you've got two in the same place here.
Yeah, and initially that's what you... But there's also the other problem, too, is that if you need to sort out your mobile phone or you need to sort out your internet or whatever, you go to a 13-year-old because they know a damn sight more about it than you do, don't they? They understand it better.
A lot of them do, because they've grown up with it. But what I like to emphasise to people is that because they've grown up with it, the same as if you go skiing at an early age, you're more confident with it. But we can learn how to do that kind of stuff, and not to think that children are kind of alien beings who are completely in an area that we can't get to them. They're still children, they're still human beings, they've still got the same fears that many of us grew up with.
And just one final point, church communities and faith communities and the people who go to mosques and temples and what have you all over Lancashire, would you urge the people who run these places to bring this to the fore and to do what they can to try and stop all of this?
Yes, I think it kind of needs to be brought out into the open as a conversation rather than a guilty secret that no one talks about, because, you know, when stuff goes underground, people can't deal with it. And there's certainly organisations such as the Romance Academy who have put together material for schools and other organisations to talk about this kind of stuff and what the reality is.
OK, thank you very much indeed for speaking with us today. Thank you.
OK, thank you.
It's BBC Radio Lancashire coming up to 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. The main news, of course.